MTV Entertainment Studios.
You're charged with attempted bribery of a federal agent. How do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Man, Freddie made bail.
Are you here to kill me?
I have more respect for you than almost anyone I've ever met.
Wait till you see this new place, yo. This is crazy. They got robots?
I might have stumbled into an opportunity.
I have a wind farm.
That's free energy.
To power our own hydroponic wheat farm.
The fuck is that?
That's my cousin. He likes to be called Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
Here tomorrow night. Fundraiser. Sponsored by Health Thresher.
Who the fuck is Thresher?
He runs the oil business, and he's the largest weed distributor in Oklahoma.
If I were you, I'd stay in my own lane.
Is there a problem?
Dwight Man Freddy set up shop here in Tulsa.
So what?
I thought this was your territory.
People sense a power vacuum.
That's the word on the street.
We gotta put these rumors to rest.
Say hi to Jerry.
Freddy!
Now say goodbye.
Nighttime. At Bread to Buck, Mitch and his band perform for the crowded bar.
I've got a long list of real good reasons for all the things I've done. I got a picture in the
at a table,
back of
Dwight sits
mind
with Tyson, Bodie,
what
and Jimmy. At a gambling table, a scruffy man in a cowboy hat plays blackjack.
And there's nothing I can do.
Well, I guess I gotta hit.
That's what the book says.
Give me a small.
The dealer adds a king to his jack and four.
All hell with it, that's it for me. What I call it gambling, right?
Hope to see you soon, pal.
It's your thing.
The scruffy man walks off. He spots Dwight at the table, holding a cigar and talking with the other men. Passing Dwight, the scruffy man continues through the bar. Glimpses around New York City blend with views of Oklahoma. MTV Entertainment Studios presents, in association with 101 Studios, Sylvester Stallone, Martin Starr, Jay Will, Max Casella, Vincent Piazza, Tatiana Zappardino, Annabella Sciorra, Neil McDonough, Frank Grillo, Dominic Lombardozzi, with Garrett Hedlund and Dana Delaney. Casting by Wendy O'Brien, CSA. Music by Danny Bensi and Sander Urians. Edited by J. Kathleen Gibson, ACE. Production designer, John D. Kretschmer. Director of Photography, John Lindley, ASC. New York City skyscrapers give way to a windmill and a distant view of Tulsa. A title, Tulsa Kid. Created by Taylor Sheridan. Written by Steven Skea and Terrence Winter. Directed by Craig Zisk. Outside the hotel, Tyson waits in the SUV and uses his phone.
I said from Greenwood to Brady, hear the echoes from the past. Black Wall Street was all peace, but now we let it blast. Count the feather fast, amount the better ounce of Bodie stash. Like, oh, that shit crazy. Oh, that shit crazy. Yo, what's up, boss?
How we looking out there?
So we got the feds across the street, and we got reporters waiting at the door for you. You got feds today.
Okay, I'm coming out.
All right, let's do it.
Tyson exits the SUV and enters the hotel surrounded by reporters. In a car across the street, two men in suits observe him. Around the corner, Dwight steps out of a cafe and gets into a car with Tina.
How you doing, Tina?
Hey, Pops.
Can you get something a little smaller?
I like it.
Tina drives off. The feds spot the car and follow it. In a neighborhood, the feds park near a mansion. An open house sign stands in the expansive, well-manicured lawn. The men share a look. Inside, a blonde real estate agent shows Tina and Dwight through the spacious home.
I probably shouldn't be saying anything, but the owner is very motivated. The family literally just closed on the sale when the dad got transferred to Seattle.
Are we talking a 2-year lease?
With an option to buy. Pending HOA approval, of course, which is, you know, a formality.
I'll give you a moment to talk about it.
I have a call to return.
$6,000 a month. Do you know how much this place would be in New York?
No, not with our bars on the window.
No, it'd be like $25,000. I mean, this place is beautiful and 5 bedrooms, ensuite. Boys would love the yard. I don't know. I feel like we should wait, you know, till after the trial.
No, no. You gotta think on the brighter side. Think about the meals you'll be able to cook in here.
Yeah, I'm not really a cook.
Think about the meals you'll be able to order in there.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
No. Hey, you really like it?
I do.
Very happy. Okay. At Bevilacqua's ranch in Kansas City, a machine launches a target into the air. Bevilacqua fires his shotgun and hits it. The scruffy man approaches with a dark-haired man.
Nice.
How's your trip to Tulsa?
Place is run by Dwight, man, Freddy. Old school skipper with the Invernizzi family. Out of New York.
Talk to him?
Wasn't really a chance. Pit boss seems connected, too. A few other guys around for muscle.
They making good money?
Looks that way.
Ah, fucking territory. Trespassing sounds like a simple word. But it's bad. We need to fire a warning shot in their heads, make them aware. We don't want any problems. Point is, we're 4 generations in. These New York pricks don't afford me so much as a courtesy call. Much less ask for my blessing. You see, this is how people really get fucking hurt.
Bevilacqua hits another flying target. In an upscale restaurant, Cal sits with a balding man.
You know, most successful people have a very keen sense of reality. You can't just wake up one fine morning and have it. It's a sense that you're born with, and you cannot buy it. We know which way the wind's gonna blow. We can see things before it has a chance of growing out of proportion. Some people have, well, let's call it, an aura of being a potential problem. Are we on the same page here? I hope so. Good. This man, Freddy, yeah, he's a misfit out here. He's trouble.
I'm very well aware of Dwight Manfredi.
I would think he would be, being that you are the U.S. attorney, and you do owe a few people, by the way.
I've always been appreciative of what you've done for me over the years.
Well, he's talking about expanding his weed business.
You and your partner are the biggest growers in the state. Manfredi wouldn't be a pimple on your ass.
I don't like it, Dylan. Do I have to spell it out for you? He's moving in the wrong direction. And that's my direction. I want him put away. Understand?
He will be, Cal. We have a very strong case.
Very strong. Well, that's not a guarantee.
I'll personally oversee it.
Cal smiles.
Good.
He and Dylan drink at the Fenario Ranch.
What if we bribe a jockey? Throw the race.
No, I tried that once. It's not reliable. This guy agreed to pull back on the reins, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I bet everything on this nag. I'm about to win a fortune, but there was a small animal, like a fucking mole or gopher or some shit near the track, and the horse got spooked. He ran like lightning and won by 6 lengths.
Damn. What about busting a horse nut?
What?
You know, man, come on. A little jazz guy's on a little sperm. We find us a champion horse. Woo, woo, woo. And then, you know, we sell the juice on the black market. Money.
Who's jacking off the horse?
I think Fred should. Ain't gonna be me. I know it ain't gonna be you.
Damn right.
All right, man, look. I got something. I know a guy who made a coin off of boosting those catalytic converters.
All that risk and for what, a few $100 a pop? I need real money.
Man, look, what if I told you I know a way we can get about 100 of them? Almost no risk.
Dwight and Tina arrive.
Hold that thought, all
right? Tyson approaches the car.
Man, I get seasick. This thing is tight, back, premature burial.
Better than a cell.
But this car, it's too quiet.
Well, you make up for that.
Wise guy. Why don't you come outside and enjoy yourself? It's like beautiful nature.
Sorry, motherhood calls, but I'll see you later.
Yeah, you will. Hey, Tina,
yeah.
Maybe you ought to water this thing. It might grow.
Oh, thank you.
Dwight gets out, and Tina drives off. He goes to Tyson.
You got my stuff in the back? I got to change,
right.
Okay?
I got you right now.
How you doing, Dwight?
Hey. I didn't get my envelope this week.
I know. I'm working on it.
Yeah, work a little harder, okay? Hey, Spencer, what's that horse's name?
Horse.
That's creative.
I'm messing with you. It's Cupcake.
Cupcake? I like horse better.
Spencer.
Yeah.
You ever get a bid from that pizza player?
Yeah, the new guy said 5% less.
When he calls back, tell him it's 7. He's got a deal.
You got it.
Devereaux approaches Dwight.
What brings you to the ranch?
I heard this rumor that a very unique woman works here, so I thought I'd come by and check it out for myself.
Maybe you should ask her out.
I would as soon as I get a break on my schedule.
Oh, you're that much in demand, huh?
Yeah, by the government. You know, what can I tell you? Jesus.
Mm.
I got an appointment this afternoon. I was wondering, can I use your office to change?
Oh, I'm sorry. My office is busy. But, third stall on the right's free.
They turn to the horse stable.
Stall number 3.
Yeah, just, you know, squeeze past the horse.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess I'm back in this shit again. How about that?
I'm kidding. Please, use my office.
Comedian now?
In the courtroom.
Any emotions, administrative matters we need to deal with?
No, Your Honor.
No, sir.
Mr. Manfredi, I'm assuming you have counsel?
No, I'm going to defend myself, sir.
Do you have legal training?
Well, I've had a lot of experience with the law.
Meaning your dozens of arrests and your 25 years of incarceration?
Exactly. You might say I've done a lot of reading in the joint.
If a jury finds you guilty, you could receive up to 10 years in prison.
I know.
And you'd still like to represent yourself?
I would.
I expect you to be prepared. You'll be treated the same as any other attorney.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Actually, Your Honor.
Dylan approaches.
I would like to make application for substitution of counsel. I'll be trying this case personally.
Ask why the U.S. attorney himself would like to try a relatively minor case?
With all due respect, Your Honor, when it comes to justice being served, I don't believe there's any such thing as a minor case.
Real fucking Boy Scout.
What did you say, Mr. Manfredi?
I said, what a Boy Scout. Coming from my neighborhood, that's a compliment, so no offense meant.
Dwight gives Dylan a stony look. He turns toward the judge, who wears an irritated expression.
Jury selection begins next Tuesday. I want a jury seated as soon as possible.
In a hotel room, Tina talks on the phone.
Be honest, am I crazy for doing this?
Of course not. He's your dad.
Yeah, I know he's my dad. But upending my life, the kids. Plus, if he goes to jail, then I'm stuck here.
Well, is that the worst thing? From what you told me about you and Emery, maybe... it's just what you need, a fresh start.
Yeah, I guess so. There is a standing offer on the shop, so... guess I'll take it.
And there you go. Hey, do you want me to come out?
Would you?
Yeah, of course. I'll just help you get settled.
Tina smiles.
Thank you so much, Auntie. You have no idea how much this means to me.
You know what? From the sound of your voice, I think I can.
Glimpses show brownstone buildings and the Manhattan Bridge. At the Invernizzi Clubhouse, Vince joins Chicky at a table.
He's calling, right?
Supposedly. Reached out to our friends in Pella Manor. They reached out to the guy on Sullivan Street. Exec.
Yeah.
I gave him Jerry's number. Figured he ain't using it anymore.
Smart.
Jerry's phone receives a call.
That him?
Potential spam.
They can't tell between spam and potential spam.
AI my cock. Fuck it, I'm gonna answer. What kind of geese don't fly?
Portuguese.
Vince mouths, "It's him," and hands the phone to Chicky.
BB. Chicky, I want to pull in your coat about something.
You know why I'm calling?
I know why you're not calling. You're not calling with condolences on my dad, that's for sure.
Not at this late date.
Yeah, that's on me.
You're goddamn right it is. My father was a boss. In New York, I heard from Cleveland, Philly, New Orleans, Providence, Boston, even the old country. And you never called to acknowledge the new leadership.
Would that be you? Because if it is, let's cut through the bullshit, get down to brass tacks.
What tacks?
You want to pretend? You encroached on my territory. I will exact a price.
Tulsa.
Yeah. Fucking Tulsa. You want to complain to me about protocol? Man, where do you get your balls?
Hey, it wasn't like you were doing land office business over there in Indian Territory.
I'm done talking now, Chicky.
All right. All right, give me a day or two to counter.
Chicky ends the call.
Well, what do you think? I'm still heartbroken over Jerry.
He gives the phone back to Vince and pats his back. Chicky leaves. Nighttime. At Bread to Buck, Dwight and Bodie sit at the bar.
You come up with anything, Bodie?
So I took the liberty of doing a little research on jury selection. It turns out there's an algorithm that's used for finding prospective jurors that a lot of defense attorneys use.
Like in a computer program.
You've heard of computers?
Yeah, vaguely.
Look at you. Let's get you some glasses. So you input all the details of the case, and then it tells you the kind of people that you should be looking for as jurors. What I found is that our ideal juror is female, single, widowed or divorced, age 35 to 67.
Sounds like a dating app.
People have met in weirder ways. The thinking here is that women will be more sympathetic in a case that involves romance.
Romance? Can you believe I've never been accused of being romantic?
Yeah. So, in this case, I think we're going to want to look for men who have had minor brushes with the law, a lot of traffic violations or something. Men don't ever tend to think it's their fault, so they'll have a hard-on for law enforcement.
Yeah, what the fuck is with men? Forget men. Let's stick with the women, all right? We can't bank on them. Bank on the women.
It's not an exact science. Is there any news on our wind farm?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there is a meeting with the seller tomorrow.
Okay. What do you know about wind turbines?
I know they blow.
You know that, huh? Well, actually, they don't blow. They're taking in the air and turning it into...
Bodie.
Yep.
Nobody likes a fucking wise-ass.
He shuts Bodie's laptop.
Noted.
Jordan. Elsewhere, Mitch cuts through a chain-link fence. Tyson, Armin, Clint, Fred, and Grace wait behind him. The group goes through the hole, entering Donnie Shore's car dealership. Clint looks at a billboard.
Oh, what's the deal with this guy?
This guy's a fucking dickhead, man. He wouldn't sell me a car, call me a criminal.
So now you're proving him wrong by stealing from him.
Tyson glances at Grace.
Well, I see what you did there. Okay.
All right, watch and learn. One of you lifts the car, the other one slides underneath.
Armand uses a car jack to lift a convertible. Everyone lowers to the ground and looks under the car. With the reciprocating saw, Tyson cuts exhaust pipes. He removes the catalytic converter.
Voila. 24 seconds.
Nice.
They all stand with Tyson holding the converter.
And that is what we call gutting the cat.
I don't get why this thing's so valuable.
Because in it is a filter made of platinum. Each one of these bad boys is going for about $200. Maybe more.
Sweet.
three groups will be out of here in about an hour. The SUVs and trucks don't need to be accessed by Jax. Me and Fred will take the trucks. Grace and Clint, SUVs.
Me and Armor will take the cars.
Let's go.
Fred approaches a truck and lies on his back next to it. Mitch watches him struggle to fit under the vehicle.
Maybe you should just stand guard.
Fred peers up at him.
Cool.
Morning. At the hotel, Dwight looks out the window of his room. People crowd the entrance below, and the feds sit in their car across the street. Dwight answers his phone.
Hello?
Mr. Manfredi?
Bridget Summers, KSJ Realty.
How you doing, Bridget?
I'm just calling to say congrats. The lease has been countersigned, so we're all set there.
I also made arrangements with your daughter to drop off the keys later this afternoon.
Oh, good, because she's out buying furniture right now.
Well, that's the fun part.
See you around.
He lowers the phone and looks at the Fed's car.
So, yeah, you're not the rugged type. You're more of a luxury man, I can tell.
At his dealership, Donnie walks a customer
American
through the lot.
These Chrysler's, boy, I got to tell you, they're built to last. 2019 Chrysler 300, silver mist. Isn't that a pretty color?
How many miles on her?
Barely 40,000, if you can believe it.
So, over 40.
But certified pre-owned.
You mean used.
Very gently. Inspected top to bottom by our team of experts.
Just show me the car.
Yes, Mr. Severance. Those are real leather seats, by the way. You're about to hear a kitten purr.
That doesn't sound like any kitten I've ever heard.
Donnie checks under the car.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Damn, someone stole the cat.
What cat?
God damn.
He looks under several more vehicles, finding the catalytic converters missing.
Bite my ass to hell!
In a prison visitation room, Dwight waits at a table. Harlan enters.
Wow. Visit from somebody other than my lawyer.
How are you doing, Harlan?
They're transferring me to Marion. It's in Illinois.
I'm familiar with it.
Is it like a bad one?
They're all bad, but you'll get through it. I'm here to make you a proposition. I'd like to buy your wind turbines.
Well, why?
Because I'm a businessman.
Hopefully with deep pockets.
Being in here, you're not exactly in a prime position to negotiate, Arlen.
No, I get it. But even at like a deep discount, that'd be like $12 million just to finish building and the underlying property. I mean, start talking about how much it costs to run the place.
I offer 7.5.
Wait, what?
$7.5 million buys a lot of security and a lot of goodies at the prison commissary.
Harlan lowers his eyes in thought. Dwight offers his hand.
Deal.
Harlan shakes it.
Don't gamble the wrong way.
At the Bank of Tulsa, Dwight and Tyson sit with an employee.
We looked everywhere for you because it was such a great experience last time, Jorge. Congratulations, nice place. We want to, make a loan for $7.5 million.
$7.5 million.
Mr. Manfredi, I'm only allowed to approve loans up to $10,000.
Man, I thought you was the vice president.
Assistant vice president. Even still, $7.5 million?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to speak with my manager, Karen.
Fine, bring Karen. Bring it on.
Jorge uses his desk phone.
Karen, hi. Is it possible for you to drop by my desk? She's on her way.
Hey, George, y'all giving out free shit out here? Y'all look like y'all living large, man. My mama got a toaster from Bank of America.
You get a free coffee mug when you open a checking account. And we have mouse pads. I can get you a mouse pad if you want.
Yeah, I'm gonna need that coffee mug too, you know.
Christmas shopping?
I mean, it's free, man. Come on. I gotta do it. Huh?
Karen approaches.
You needed to see me, Jorge?
Yeah, this is Mr. Dwight Manfredi and Tyson Mitchell, his partner.
Business partner.
They're looking for...
$7.5 million, Karen.
$7.5 million?
Yeah, $7.5 million. I have this idea for a startup company. It's wind turbines, clean energy. even though I like gas better, but between you and me, it's a good investment.
Do you have an account with us?
He has a debit card.
Oh, I see. We're not a commercial bank, Mr. Manfredi. We do mostly home mortgages. And in any case, we're only certified to approve business loans up to $3 million.
I mean, that's a start.
That's a start.
Well, in that case, we'll need a credit check, income information, detailed financial statements, tax returns for the last 7 years, as well as a crafted business plan outlining your operations, market trends, competition, financial projections, and how you plan to use the loan funds.
Karen, that's the longest no I've ever heard.
I'm sorry, but we have to follow the regulations set
no,
by...
No, Karen, I understand. But let me paint a picture for you. Thomas Edison, young Thomas Edison, shows up here with a light bulb and goes, you know, Karen, I'd like to get a small loan for a startup company. And you go, I don't know, Tommy, that's not going to work. He goes, but this light bulb is going to change the world. He goes, sorry, you don't qualify. And you tell him to hit the pike.
Even Mr. Edison would have to follow the same regulations.
And we still be in the dark.
Karen gapes.
I'm gonna need a coffee mug.
Dwight and Tyson step outside.
Let's see that.
Check it out.
Check it out. I came here looking for $7.5 million, and I leave with a fucking coffee cup? Very shrewd. Jesus.
They get into the SUV. Tyson pulls away from the curb and drives off. They pass the feds, who sit in their parked car. Nighttime. In his hotel suite, Dwight takes notes as he reads a thick book. Volumes titled Criminal Procedure sit on the table near his laptop.
Fuck.
He gets up.
All right, I'm coming. Relax. Who is it?
Me.
Joanne? What the hell are you doing here?
Nice. Missed you too, brother.
All right, I'll get your bag, no problem. Why are you here?
I'm done with New York.
Maybe New York is done with you.
Wise ass. Spoke with Tina. She told me about the new house.
Oh, the house is pretty nice. How long do you plan on staying?
As long as you'll have me. So Tina also told me that you don't have representation. Is that so smart?
Last time I had this high-priced lawyer, you know what I got? 25 years hard time. So how bad can I do?
Can't you make a deal?
No, there's no deals.
Come on. Pay a fine. Plead to a lesser charge. Would that be so bad if you didn't serve your whole sentence? You left Tina once, Dwight. You do it again, she's gonna fall apart.
How about a drink?
Sure.
I just got this new stuff. Italian vodka. How about that? You'll probably love it.
Mm. You think this is gonna shut me up?
Never, but we can only hope. It's almost good to see you.
Daytime. At Bread to Buck, Dwight sits at the bar and drinks from a glass. Mitch serves him a plate of food.
Breakfast is served.
Wait a minute, I ordered eggs, not egg whites.
I'm just looking out for your health.
At least the bacon is real.
It's turkey.
Bacon is pig, chocolate ain't never gonna be white, and eggs are always yellow.
And a cardiac arrest is technically arrest, but forever.
Dwight pushes the plate away.
I'll eat later, thanks. We're not open yet.
Come on, I'm not in the mood. I need to see Mr. Manfredi.
Sure. Now let's see if he needs to see you.
Hey, Donnie. Bigfoot, it's okay. Come on, Donnie. What the hell are you doing here?
I got a bit of a situation. Somebody or somebodies stole the catalytic converters from every vehicle on my lot. Now, I have no idea who, of course.
Did you call the cops?
The police have bigger fish to fry.
But do you have insurance?
Yes, but even so, it'll take weeks to restock and replace the missing converters. Now, I can't have this happen again. I'll go broke.
I understand that the real problem is protection or lack thereof.
All right. What?
Donnie, in exchange for protection, you gift my daughter and my sister a new car.
Of their choice.
Exactly.
Would certified pre-owned be okay?
But there's nothing like that new car smell, Donnie.
Does this mean I get my converters back?
I'm optimistic you'll get some of them back, and we will take care of the thieves, and I'm even going to throw in a couple of large dogs for you to dump in your yard at night.
Couple of dogs?
Yeah.
That ought to be helpful. Thanks, Dwight.
Donnie heads out.
Hey, Mitch.
What's up?
Why don't we give this guy at least half his stuff back?
After all that hard work?
Why? I feel bad for the guy. He seems like a nice guy.
Hey, I'm a nice guy, too. For this week.
Yeah, well, keep it coming, Armand.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Armand hands over an envelope and walks off.
Bigfoot, you like egg whites?
I love everything.
Bigfoot takes the plate of food. In a government building, Dylan opens the door to a spacious office. Dwight enters in front of him.
Thank you.
Of course.
Nice office.
Thank you. Have a seat.
Sure.
What can I do for you?
I'm wondering if there's a deal to be made.
What do you have in mind?
$100,000 fine, 100 hours of community service, supervised parole, say a year.
Add jail time.
No jail time.
Well, you're not exactly in a very strong bargaining position.
Yeah, well, the judge said this was a minor thing, but between you and me, it's pretty fucking major. But think of the cost. Court costs, the jury, your staff.
Government has deep pockets. Excuse me.
Sure.
As Dylan looks down at his phone, Dwight glances at the desk. He spots a record of a missed call from Cal.
Sorry, wife called. Where were we?
Are you doing this for publicity or is there some other motive?
What are you implying?
Nothing.
Dylan leans forward.
We all answer to someone, Mr. Manfredi. A deal without jail time is a non-starter.
Non-starter.
Dwight nods.
See you around.
He heads out. At the dealership, Mitch enters the repair shop.
Mr. Shore? Mitch Keller. Dwight Manfredi sent me.
What can I do for you?
Well, for starters, you can smile. I come with good news. We were able to retrieve about half of those catalytic converters of yours. They're outside my truck.
Half?
No need to thank me, Mr. Shore. Though it wasn't easy, truth be told. The perps were some rough hombres out of Stillwater.
And how'd they find their way to my particular establishment?
You know, there's just no telling the criminal mind there, Donnie. It's a mystery.
I just love your TV commercials, by the way. They're a hoot. Obviously, you've done some professional acting.
Well, I played Nathan Detroit in high school once.
See, now don't I got a good eye?
Well, thank you.
Hey, let me ask you something. What's this business like?
Car sales?
Yeah.
Well, it used to be great.
Wasn't everything?
And then it all went to hell once people started being able to look up the price of everything on their phones. Now, of course, you have to sing for your supper.
But even still, it's a pretty solid racket, though, right?
Well, I suppose. And the automobile is here to stay. Why do you ask?
Because if you were ever interested in selling, I might know somebody who presents you with a proposition.
Well, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't intrigued. My wife and I have been talking about Florida.
Is that so? Well, let's just leave it there then, shall we?
All right.
I'll whisper to a friend, see if he nibbles.
Donnie smiles and nods.
In the meantime,
Where would you like those converters?
Nighttime. At the even higher plane, screens display signs reading, "Even grander opening." People smoke, drink, and socialize throughout the party. Dwight stands with Jimmy, Tyson, and Joanne.
You know what's amazing? How much shit we used to get arrested for is now legal.
Crazy, man. Pot, shoplifting, gambling, cocaine. It's like...
Are you crazy? Cocaine is not legal.
Cocaine? Come on.
Got him.
Yeah. Don't listen to him.
All right, listen. Anyways, congratulations. This fucking place is amazing. And look at this turnout.
Especially when you give away free samples.
Oh, this is my kind of hors d'oeuvre.
Hey, wait a minute. Try the lollywop. It'll make you a nicer person.
Oh, look who's talking.
Make you a nicer person. Listen, I got to go sign some checks.
All right.
Oh, the app is really blowing up.
You got an app?
Yeah, ChatCBD.
What's ChatCBD?
It's an interactive curatorial program to perfectly pair the person with the plant. What's so funny? That's, we're a lifestyle brand now, guys.
You are.
In the office.
Man, how you doing, Grace?
You gotta see this.
See what?
They walk out.
What's the guy's name again?
I've told you a million times, it's Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll? I never heard of him.
Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll.
What's the problem?
Oh, there's no problem.
Oh.
Walking through the excited crowd, Jelly Roll approaches Dwight.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you?
You're, Jellyfish, right?
You're close. It's Jelly Roll.
How you doing, Jelly Roll?
Listen,
you look really familiar. Were you ever in the joint?
Actually, I was. I was back in Nashville. Was you in Tennessee?
No, that ain't it at all. So what are you doing in Tulsa?
I'm working. I got a gig at the BOK Center tomorrow night.
Yeah, what are you, head of security?
No, I'm actually a janitor.
Come on.
Just trying to make a better life, you know?
Hey, that's hard work, but, you know, you got good benefits.
Yeah, and we also get a lot of cool stuff people leave on the floor after a concert.
Got it.
Speaking of, I got to go in here and tidy up right quick.
Are you a singer? You're not going to try singing, are you?
I mean, how hard can it really be?
This guy's a little delusional.
Speak for yourself.
Jelly Roll enters the recording studio.
Hey, yo, we're going to take it from the top.
Yep.
Cool, perfect. Let's go.
As he sings, Dwight and the partygoers watch him through the windows.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. I'm losing sleep at night. And I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright.
Yeah, that was perfect. Thank you, man. Yeah, that was perfect.
Jelly Roll steps out of the studio. He returns to Dwight.
That was surprisingly excellent, man.
Thank you. If you think that was something, you should see what I can do with a mop, baby.
He leaves. Dwight turns to Mitch and Grace.
As I played, I was, well, you fucking guys played me.
There was a little bit of an egg on your face there.
A little egg on my face.
In the SUV, Tyson talks on his phone as he drives Dwight down a street.
Yeah. No. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. How was Jake over at the Mayo? He said reporter still waiting outside the hotel.
Give me a break.
Tell me about it.
Do you find another hotel? Just look around.
I mean, the rodeo in town. I mean, the hotel's kind of full today.
Just drive in circles. You'll find something.
Okay.
I think.
I got an idea.
They continue driving. In the morning, Dwight sleeps in a bed. Tyson's mom gently taps him awake.
Miss Manfredi?
Mm.
Tyson says you like pancakes. Is that true?
Yeah, I do. Thanks.
They'll be ready in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
She leaves. Dwight looks around the purple-walled room decorated with posters of Beyoncé and Rihanna. In the kitchen, Dwight joins Tyson at the table, where Mark reads a newspaper.
Hey. Morning.
Hey, Grand Rising, boss man. How you doing?
Good. Well, next time I think I'll wear my own suit to bed. Mark, I want to thank you very much for allowing me to stay in your daughter's room.
Mm-hmm.
The front page features Dwight.
You're living large, I see. Looks bad, Tyson.
I don't believe everything you read.
I just read the good parts.
Those parts seem to be missing.
Blueberry pancakes with a side of well-done bacon.
Well, this thing should be hanging in the Louvre.
I get egg whites.
They're healthier.
With an irritated look, Mark stands.
Time for real work.
He drops the paper on the table and leaves. Dwight grabs it and reads a headline. Chinese organized crime infiltrates U.S. marijuana market. His expression turns cold. In a bar, Goody sits alone at the counter. He answers a call.
You sure you want to talk on this line?
Hear me out.
You have some answering to do first. Jerry was a friend of ours.
Hey, I have my reasons, okay?
Opinion don't matter no more. You fucking defected.
What do you want, Chicky? KC, you familiar with these guys?
Bevilacqua? I heard the name.
Well, you're gonna be hearing that a lot more. They don't fuck around, and their position is that Dwight's on their turf.
Well, speaking
for Dwight, his position is they can go fuck themselves. You're too smart to be cavalier in the face of this threat. Now listen to me carefully.
I'm throwing in with KC, and I suggest you do the same. Together, we're gonna take back what's ours.
Tulsa.
Exactly.
What's in it for me?
You get to stay alive, for starters. You help us take out Dwight, and you get to run Tulsa, reporting to me and our friends in Kansas City.
I do kind of like it out here.
That a yes?
It ain't a no.
Chicky wears a tight-lipped expression.
Be in touch.
Goody hangs up. Cut to black.
I'm not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay. But it's all gonna be all right.
Logos. 101 Studios. Bosque Ranch Productions. Cold Front Productions. Balboa Productions. MTV Entertainment Studios Paramount.